Are we rolling? We're on. Hey, you're listening to No Age Radio. This is Randy. Dean tonight is in Ventura, checking out Modest Yahoo with his little brother. So I brought in a couple ringers. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Or I can give you a big introduction.
I'm Kate.
I'm Laura.
And Wendy's talking to some dudes out there.
Oh, hey. Wendy, always talking to dudes.
I'm only here because Christian Slater is coming.
Let's pump up the volume tonight.
This is it. Hard on Harry. Can we play Pixie Surferosa? Remember, it was like a different mix? It was the like surfer big wave mix or something. I remember that.
Hey, you're not supposed to nod on the radio. I'm just nodding. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I feel you.
That's the worst radio.
It's the psychic radio channel where you know what we're thinking. We don't even have to tell you.
True.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Kate and Laura, for coming down. Are there any special requests you have for this evening? We'll play a selection of songs.
Mm-hmm. Halloween song.
Yes.
We want to do Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
But Tom Petty first.
Okay.
We want a Tom Petty song first.
Okay. There's a great Tom Petty Halloween song, Zombie Zoo.
Okay.
Do you know the song?
No.
Okay.
Perfect.
We can keep it rolling with Tom Petty, though. I can play Tom Petty all night. Oh.
That's just American Girl.
Oh, why is nothing coming up? Oh, wait, my songs aren't coming up.
Wait, Kate, what did you just
say? Okay, we're figuring this one out here. Bear with us for 1 second.
I can't fucking wait. This is Kate's phone.
Yeah, it's
mine. Oh, wait. Okay, we're getting this together. Swear to God.
Blades of Glory.
Do you have the song? Already, I can't even find my songs.
I have. Okay, well, you were choosing a different song.
Oh, okay. We'll switch it up.
We're going to start with Halloween.
Okay. So strange. So, I guess am I supposed to...
Technical difficulties are going on here. We're just nodding a lot here.
We have a lot of nodding going on. Okay. All right. We'll get it on right here. Oh, perfect.
Some Halloween songs.
Okay. Is it up?
From the movie Halloween.
Perfect.
There it goes. I think we need more cowbell for this song, though, right?
Do we have cowbells?
I think it's playing. Oh, there we go.
Do the wind. as the wind blew and the street lights slowly died.
Okay, we're talking now. Oh, what's happening, everybody? Thanks for joining us on the radio. In studio, we have our guests, Kate, Laura, and Wendy. Oh, next song just started. We're professionals. This is how we do. You're listening to Kate Show. Stay tuned for more.
Thank you. for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. It's Halloween, it's Halloween, it's Halloween. It's Halloween. It's Halloween.
We're back. What's happening, Radio Land? So, Kate and Laura, what are you guys up to? You guys chilling?
Yeah, we're chilling here.
Nice.
Planning Halloween.
Ooh, what's on? What's in store for Halloween this year? Anything special you can tease the audience with?
Well, no, but we're getting our house ready, and we're trying to decide if to compete with our neighbors if we need to like hire someone to add more to our lawn display.
Is that fair?
Well, it's not, but all of our neighbors started having like professional people come in and put up all this stuff. So
that seems like cheating.
It's cheating.
Yeah, because half the fun of Halloween is preparing it and decorating it yourself.
Well, we are trying to make our porch better this year, so we put up more lights already. Ooh. And we've invested more in like some zombies and things. That's but awesome. The idea that I had is almost impossible to do unless we hire someone.
Oh,
right. Which is to be like a big. Well, we want no. Well, that's another problem. One of our installations is depending on the leaves next door turning, because there's one tree next door to us that turns for fall. Whoa. And we use the leaves to make our installation for this like zombie graveyard, and Whoa. The leaves haven't turned yet, so we're freaking out.
Maybe you could just get fake leaves. where do you stand with like the big blow up like snow globe looking things?
Oh wait, we have one.
Oh, and okay. It so you're me pro. Out. You're pro snow globe.
Because our other neighbor has a ton of them, and then all of a sudden we had one, and I don't like them as much.
They're tricky because I've seen people have them up, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I was looking through the store, and I was like, I don't know if I'd buy one.
Yeah.
It just feels like. I don't know. They're fun, but they're not that special. They have Halloween ones.
Yeah, but you know what's kind of fun about them?
Yeah.
Is that they're like just, I like anything that's on a timer. And so when they're like blowing up every night, it's just like fun to watch them blow up. But I agree. They're not like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our lights and stuff are on a timer. I don't think you normally just turn them on and off. But we have a timer system.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's probably better. You don't leave them on all day.
Yeah,
during the
day. We're going to have fun on Halloween.
Yeah. I'm excited.
But, we're having, yes.
Ooh,
actually, Halloween and Sloppy chili. Joe's.
Awesome. That
you
sounds like
vegetarians?
Fun. I'm a vegan.
Are you?
I'll enjoy it vicariously.
The chili's vegan.
Remember last year it was.
It was.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but what I was going to say about the blow-up thing is I realized once I was looking at it is it's not fun because you didn't make it. You know, I like that. I like the feel of, like, you know, Halloween, but I guess if you added that to something else. And I like the idea when you see people's personalities and through how they through
no,
how they
it looks
make
really
it.
Foreign. Like, our house really looks crazy. One of our neighbors did a pirate ship in their front yard, and it looks perfect. And then you look at ours, which... There's like all these weird ghosts and raggy things hanging all over, and I realize it looks like our clothes with all this cheesecloth.
That's probably exciting.
We were like, there's cheesecloth draped everywhere in the front of our house, and it looks. I was wondering if our neighbors thought it looked bad.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Remember the year they had the car crash? That was scary.
Yeah.
The car?
Yeah. Homespun's better.
Yeah, they had a fake car crash. That was scary.
What?
Yeah.
They staged a car crash?
Yeah. They had their car look like it ran over a person.
Oh.
And they had a really haunted house kind of situation.
Whoa. That was freaky.
That was a serious neighbor. But last year, they didn't really...
I think the economy turned...
Yeah.
Made
yeah.
Halloween less...
It hits
I think
Halloween.
People are pulling out the stops this year, but last year was...
Well, that's what's really scary. When you realize you have no money for Halloween.
Yeah.
Just a blank house is probably the scariest
house. Yeah, when you can't
house.
Afford to buy a car and have it crash into your house, you know you're screwed.
That's how you know.
Look at all the candy we had to buy.
Oh, my God.
Costco.
Super candy?
Costco.
Let's talk about this.
Wait, do you go big? What the hell? Okay, so if you're on the radio, this is a pallet like 14 acres long filled with... I can't even tell what it is. What kind of candy? How would you describe the candy?
It's What's chocolate.
The chocolate.
Chocolate candies. And, well, actually, that was some of my cold medicine. That was
You're
going to
give
that?
Out your cold medicine?
And that's a crock pot. My mom needed a new crock pot.
That's your dad.
Wait.
Yeah.
But as a kid, what would you say is the best Halloween candy to have? Because there was always the houses that didn't have the good stuff.
Well, when
but
you're...
best.
Like... the candy flavored candies more on your little, but it was more fancy to get the chocolate bar.
You're right.
I like
Smarties. Yeah. I like the mini
Ew,
the fun
those
size
are the last
ones.
Things you eat, like Pixie Sticks, Smarties, Jolly Ranchers, the bottom of the
you
bucket.
Save that to the end.
Yeah.
But like the Snickers
Nobody
and the Milky Ways, what all those
dip,
were?
Do
no. I think
I
you can do Fun Dip.
Fun Dip.
Right? Yeah.
I don't like
What about Ring Pop?
Ring Pops?
I'm talking about high end.
What those, about?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like you do 100 grand and then you know you're styling.
I get
That's
away
a lot.
Old Russell Stovers that I got at Christmas.
What's a Russell Stover?
Russell Stover is the.
They're like chocolates.
It's the Rite Aid chocolate.
Rite Aid. Like box chocolate
with Whitman's.
Oh, yeah.
Whitman's Russell Stover.
Are those like Werther's Originals?
No.
Little caramels.
It's,
oh,
like,
yeah,
it's like a little chocolate box. Chocolates.
That's fancy.
They have Snoopy chocolates.
Oh, should we talk about Snoopy some more?
Sure. Had we talked about
it? I went to the Snoopy Museum in Santa Rosa last month. It was great. I took some Snoopy photos. There's a Snoopy hologram there. And we have a record that has Snoopy on the back of it that I brought just for Kate and Laura and you guys.
Whoa.
Actually reminds me of all of you guys.
Snoopy.
Get ready.
The Great Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin.
Yeah.
That'll be on TV soon.
To all three of you.
Oh,
look.
I have this record.
I'm sure.
Free kittens.
Yeah. Yeah. This is... Free Kitten, which is Kim Gordon and...
But it says Free Kittens on the front. Yeah. How cute.
And Julie Kafritz.
We were all at the...
Wait, and you know what's funny?
Oh, yeah, we saw you play that show.
So that's,
yeah, crazy.
I was at the awesome museum, so it all comes full
this
circle.
This all ties together. Whoa. All right, should we play another song?
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to No Age Radio.
It's ready.
Okay. Anything you can say about the song? You want to intro it? Talk it up big in your Christian Slater voice? Okay.
Oh, I have a question, though.
Yeah.
You played a show tonight.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're interviewing you.
Oh, no. Yeah, I played a show.
With your VIP bracelet.
Yes.
Yeah, because I noticed you had a VIP bracelet, and I was like, why the VIP treatment? Just for this? Yeah.
I wear a VIP bracelet on a daily basis.
Upstage us with your VIP.
Well, I was intimidated that you guys were going to be here at the studio, so I wanted to make it look like I was cool and put on. I have a special box of VIP bracelets I can wear.
I just got off tour.
Yeah.
And you know, Wendy's going to sell them in her store now.
The road's really hard. Yeah. No, I played at the Echo with Woods and White Fence.
Oh, cool.
I got a last minute invite to play the show solo, which is something I do from time to time, and it scares the hell out of me, much like Halloween. I think that's probably the scariest haunted house to walk up on stage with lights and PA and people by yourself, but no one else. That's the scariest. Okay, let's play a song.
Okay, we're gonna play The Cramps.
Awesome.
I'll try to cue this up.
Thank you. Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
He's a day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, he's a day, he's a day, he's a day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is a day. Is a day, is a day,
is a day,
come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day.
Daylight come and me want go.
Yeah. up, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor.
London. Also, oops, hot mic, feedback. Is that me?
Bring it down a little bit.
Oh, okay, we're getting there. We're getting this together. So this is No Age Radio at kchung.org, probably.
kchungradio.org.
This is our first time in the new new building. We're missing Solomon.
Great building.
He's in Bergen. Incredible building.
We're huffing Lysol.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. So, yeah, so I think we're running out of time. I think this is it. It goes by so fast.
Yeah, that was really fast.
Yeah. Anything, we'll give some shout outs. Say bye. Thank you, Kate and Laura, for coming by. Appreciate it.
Shout out to the Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, yeah, Garbage
Pail Kids.
Garbage Pail
Kids, they get a shout out tonight.
Yeah. Mega Garbage Pail Kids. They should remake that movie. Have you ever seen that movie? Oh, it was in the 80s.
That movie is so classic. Scary. Wait, have you seen the Canadian ones?
What?
There's
are they nicer?
No, they're based off of, you know, things that are like everyday, like Lysol, and then it would be like a weird version of Lysol.
Oh, the
but
Canadian
name. But it's like
the
cards, but it's like Garbage Pail Kids, but they're like products.
Weird.
Yes. So they have like Burger Kings, but it's like
Wendy's.
Yeah.
Weird.
Wendy got a new one today.
You did?
From Wendy.
Yeah.
From Canada? Is it a Canadian
She's
one?
Like a hamburger with a face coming out of it.
Of course. What you've always... It's your inner self.
It's what you want to be your whole life.
Yeah.
That's how I feel on the inside.
I dress like a burger on the outside because the burger is how I feel on the inside.
Wait, that's your Halloween costume.
Okay, so surprises. Can you say what you're going to be or no? Is that a surprise? Everybody's surprises?
I don't know yet.
Mine's surprise.
Okay, I have to tell you though that yours was the New Orleans. Were you both New Orleans?
Oh, yeah, we were frat boys on Bourbon Street last year.
So good. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kate had the hat. And
you had
the jester hat.
Well, hold on. Okay. But my jester hat was better because Laura's went too crazy. Oh. Mine was like more realistic because when we were in New Orleans
Realism
about
fat boys.
4 days before Halloween and we didn't know what our costume should be. And then we were just like, obviously we need to be drunk frat dudes on Bourbon Street.
The scariest thing in the world.
So
just we thought it was safe to walk down Bourbon Street.
But, we got like, you know, tons of stuff just on Bourbon Street for it. But I feel like the thing that made it so believable was, do you remember like how we had those rainbow tinted sunglasses?
Oh,
yeah.
Those are so scary.
And this year is tough. Wendy was a yoga instructor.
That was the year before.
It was last year.
The year before I was celebrity yoga instructor Rodney Yee. But then last year I was a shabby chic.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yep.
How are you going to compete with that one?
I don't even have an idea yet.
So it's coming up quick.
It's kind of, yeah.
You've got a week.
What will I do if I don't have a...
Well,
I can't even show my face.
Wendy, do you remember when I wore that ghost? One year I wore it, like the year before
that.
I wore like a... I had an old like flower sheet, like with flowers on it. We cut holes and
I had to go search around town for that old flower.
Oh, yeah, okay. And
the Laura
yeah,
Ashley
new
ghost.
Old, yeah. And we like cut holes in it and just made a ghost. And Wendy and I were trick or treating in our neighborhood. And I was like, some kid said, remember the kid was like,
What did he say?
He was like, man, she should have tried harder. That costume sucks.
Like nice outfit or nice ghost outfit.
Yeah, so the truth is you kind of have to really... I thought it was a classic costume.
I think if you have to explain, if you have to explain it, it doesn't work, right?
Well, that's one thing I'm against. Like, I realized when I thought of doing something, like, esoteric, you can't. Because if you have to explain it, it sucks.
Yeah. Can't explain
it. My favorite that we had one year was the detention slip. Some kid showed up as a detention slip. That was good.
Whoa. Is it a giant, like, sheet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the
jelly bean.
The jelly bean
people, they were good.
Yeah.
The Lord of the Rings people.
Oh, yeah, we had some major good Lord of the Rings ones last year.
That's cool.
I like when we have Lord of the Rings people.
And then you have real Lord of the Rings people.
Yeah. Major orcs.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that'd be good. Yeah, that'd be hard. A lot of work.
You could borrow some of those headphones and go as a DJ. Celebrity DJ.
Celebrity DJ.
Oh, that's a good Halloween costume. Aoki.
I could be Steve Aoki. That'd be a little...
Wait.
Fingerless gloves.
I could also, Steve Aoki's circa 2001 headband.
Yeah. Oh, just play Hey Ya over and over again. Damn, burn. All right. Well, as professional DJs. Yeah.
Professional DJs.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to say goodnight. Kate, Laura, thank you very much for stopping by.
Thanks.
So awesome. Good times.
Thanks.
That was our Halloween set, and to close it out, we have Spinal Tap doing Hellhole.
Yes. Thanks, Wendy. Thanks for coming by.
The window's dirty, the mattress stinks. This ain't a place to be a man. I ain't got no future, I ain't got no past, and I don't think I ever can. The floor is filthy, the walls are thin, the wind is howling in my face. The rats are beating, I'm losing ground, can't see the jungle in the race. Yeah. Why not?